We are coming to you today, Giving Hope Evangelism Ministries, and we would like to announce on March the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, we will be doing an in-home spring revival coming from Revelation chapter 21st and Revelation chapter 22nd about eternal hope. And as we hold on to God's unchanging hands in this present day, the future hope that we have is living in God's kingdom. But as we live in this earth today, we got to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. So it's all about holding on to God's unchanging hand as we go on into this revival on March the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, 8 o'clock from the home of John, Minister Evangelist John Corum, as he delivers a word in faith and in power and in action, knowing that God is the power and God is a resource of us all. So let's be strong in the power of the Lord and remember that through it all, we can have the eternal hope that is in Jesus Christ, that is in God. And to that, be reminded that we are Giving Hope Evangelism Ministries on a roll to spread the gospel of truth and life throughout the world, and continue to be with us as we continue to praise God in this manner. We'd like to welcome everyone who are listening to our broadcast today. This is another installment of our podcast, and we are looking into the truth or understanding the three G's. The three G's are go, gather, and grow. And it's more for the teaching aspect of this. It's more about for the leaders and people who will be training or people who will be going out and ministering the word, preaching the word, or teaching the word, so that they themselves can make disciples of people who are becoming new converts. We know that in the world we live in today, there's a lot of confusions and a lot of things that are going on. But as we also know that what we said last week was about the new converts. How would they know if they are not showered with love, and how will they know if no one is teaching them how to become a disciple of Jesus Christ? And we has given within the Bible instructions and how to go about doing things the proper way. So today is about going and into all the nations and baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all the things whatsoever I have commanded you, and I am with lo, and I'm with you always, to the even to the ends of the world. Amen. This is what Jesus said. So today is about go ye therefore and teach all nations. So we're going to be looking at the first part. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Teaching them what? Teaching them what? What are they supposed to be teaching the nations? And so that's what I'm going to be doing. What are you teaching? And who are you teaching? So therefore, and our lesson text or the text today is coming from Luke chapter 9. And we're going to be looking into that and see how everything that Jesus said and everything that we need to know is it written within the Bible on how to do things and how to be a witness for God and how to go about going, therefore, into all the worlds, teaching all nations. And also, I'm going to give you also some ways of teaching all nations where you don't have to really go to another place. I mean, you don't have to really go there physically, but through the social media platforms and stuff, this is a way of teaching all nations throughout the airwaves. So I just want to say, come on in and be a part of our ministry, Giving Hope, helping others through prayer and evangelism. That is the hope of the ministries, is to help others through prayer and evangelism. Prayer is a tool that we can pray for one another, pray to God, communication to God, and then the evangelism part is going out and helping others, going out and teaching others in the way that is our duty to go through. So this time is about victory in our vision, and the vision of Giving Hope is helping others through prayer and evangelism and go gather and grow. So today is all about going ye therefore. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you for this day. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this plan that you have for us today. And we just ask that you will give us guidance and give us understanding as we preach the word, teach the word, and develop in the word so that we can go out and therefore and teach all nations, teaching them to observe everything that you have commanded us to do. And Lord, I just want to say thank you again for what you're going to be doing and how you're going to be doing it tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And so, therefore, the first beginning of Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, it says, Jesus said, "All power and authority has been given unto me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations." So go ye therefore. So Jesus has left this command. It tells us to go ye therefore and to teach all nations. So as I was just thinking about that, I was just thinking about something that was beyond the scope of the scope of the ministry, and the verse Luke chapter 9 came to my mind, and it says, this is Luke chapter 9 and verse 1, "And he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure the disease." See, Jesus himself, he called the 12 all together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And so therefore you see, Jesus himself gave the power and the authority over all demons and to cure the disease. You know what that's telling me is this, is that they were anointed by Jesus Christ. They was anointed by Jesus Christ to do such works and wonderful works in that authority. And so therefore, when we go out to witness or to minister to people, one thing we have to know is this is where God wants us to go. So we have to recognize the timing, the place, and also the location to go out and do what God has called us to do, to witness the word, to go out therefore and teach all nations. And another thing that we have to do also is to be prayed up. What is our responsibility before we get to go out there into the world? We need to know our positions in the standing that we are in Jesus Christ. We just can't go out there and just do those things. We have to be reminded that who we are in Jesus Christ, and also be prayed up, be filled with the Spirit, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit, so that we can go out and minister the word to wherever God calls to do. And also ask God, pray to God, "God, where do I go from here? Where do I go and to minister the word? Where do I go to preach the word? Where do I go to teach the word?" So that the body, so that the people that have not heard the word or whose heart is ready for the gospel message. So this is the part one of the mini series about growing in God, doing the right things that on the mission that God has called us to do. So we at Giving Hope Evangelism Ministries, we are on a mission to go gather and grow, the three G's. The three G's is to go. So today is about to go in into places and be reminded what the scripture is saying about going. And first thing we have to do is remember, always be anointed, be ready, that where God will send you. And in the song it says, "I'm a hard fighting soldier. I'm a hard fighting soldier. I'm a hard fighting soldier." I'm a hard-fighting soldier on the battlefield, trying to save some souls to Jesus by the service that I give. See, it's the song that says, I'm a hard-fighting soldier on the battlefield, trying to bring some souls to Jesus by the service I give. And the service I give is to help others through prayer and evangelism, and to not being a part of, as Giving Hope Ministries, is not being a part of a community or fellowshipping with other churches, not being a church, or not being a part of a local assembly, and helping them out so that they themselves can go out and minister the word and helping them to encourage them so that they themselves can be blessed by the service that I give and render to them so that they themselves can go out and minister the word and also and tell others about Jesus Christ. See, this ministry of Giving Hope Evangelist Ministry is all about evangelizing and telling others the good news. So here we see in Luke chapter 9 that authority given to the disciples and over what? Over all demons and to cure diseases. See, that's one thing that we miss in the churches today. And Jesus gave them the authority and the power to over all demons and to cure the disease. In verse 2, and he sent them forth to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. What is the message? It's to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. To preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Are we preaching the kingdom of God? Are we preaching about the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is that what God has for us today. The kingdom of God is about life and knowing that God is the God of the Almighty God. The kingdom of God is that, hey, through Jesus Christ, we can be saved. Through the word Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, we can be saved. We can be saved by the hope that the Bible speaks about, that Jesus Christ died and he was rose again and rose again. He died, he was buried, and he rose again on the third day through the hands of God. And, I mean, he was rose again. He was risen by the hand of God. So the kingdom of God is all about love. It's not about criticizing people. It's about loving on people, bringing them hope, bringing them life. Because though so many people are in the world that they are, they have been isolated, ridiculed, made fun of, but Jesus said to go out and to preach the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is about love, it's about love, it's about the things of God, the kingdom of God. What is in the kingdom of God? Kingdom of God is filled with love, compassion, and it's actually about going out and telling the world about the mission that God has given Jesus to die on the cross so that we can have life and have it to the full. It's not it's not about condemnation, but it's about love, honor, and respect. So therefore, I just want to come on today to let you know about to go gather and grow, the 3 G's network, the 3 G's. And as we look in Luke chapter 9, we see that God sent them forth to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Because we see that not only in this, but also we see it in Acts. What was Paul's mission to preach about the kingdom of God? And the kingdom of God is about love, it's about respect and honor, and that's what is missing today. We are missing the mark about telling others about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. The righteousness where God can give people from a stony heart to a righteousness heart, to a heart of love, to a heart of compassion, and also to a heart from darkness into the light. The kingdom of God is about salvation. The kingdom of God is about God's power and God's truth and God's ways and God's what God wants for us. See, that's what is missing in most of these churches today, is that letting people know about the kingdom of God. And also to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staff, nor wallet, nor bread, nor money, neither have two coats. And whatsoever ye house ye entered there, whatsoever house ye entered there, abide, and thence depart. And as many as receive you not, when you depart from the city, shake off the dust from your feet for testimony against them. And they departed and went throughout the villages, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. See, when God sent us on a mission to preach the gospel, he will let us know where to go. And within preaching the gospel, healing, and the healing everywhere. See, what did Jesus say? Go ye therefore and teach all nations. And so what is about preaching the gospel? Preaching the gospel is letting people know about the gospel truth. Let them understand, hey, we are all sinners, but we are saved by grace. We are under the dispensation of grace. We are under the understanding that God has given us grace in this world we live in today. The grace is through the blood of Jesus Christ. The grace is through what Jesus Christ did on the cross for us. And also, it tells us that, hey, don't take nothing with you. No bread, no money. You didn't have two coats. And to whatsoever house you enter, there abide, and then depart. Just tell them about the gospel. Just tell them about the gospel truth. Tell them about the kingdom of God. Tell them, heal the sick, other diseases, through the power of Jesus Christ and through the power of God. See, that's where we lose it, because people think we're looking at the minister for the power, but we have to understand the power comes through Jesus Christ. The power comes through the God. The power of deliverance come through the anointing that you have on your life. That's how Paul was able to heal, and how Paul was able to cast out demons and do the things that he did, because he was anointed to do those things by by Jesus Christ, and he was walking in his ways. He was walking into authority and the power of the Holy Spirit. And therefore, since, again, it goes back to verse 1, and he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over demons and to cure the disease, cure diseases. See, if based on that, we have to understand that the 12 disciples, they were given the power and authority. And not yet do we have the power and authority. As believers in Jesus Christ, we have the power and authority over all demons because of who we believe in. But we have to really understand that if we are believers, true believers in Jesus Christ, and we are walking in the newness of Jesus Christ, if we're walking in the light of God, we have authority, we have the power, we have the concept. If he only can understand the power and authority we have over these principalities and darkness and the rulers in this place that we live in. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against those powers and the forces of darkness in this evil world we live in. And so therefore, we have the authority, we have the power over these things. And therefore, since we have to have authority and power of those things, we don't have to be defeated, because we have the power. We have the God living within inside of us. And also we have the word and prayer that can help us to defeat the enemy. And it's about going and going forth. And sometimes we have to go forth, and wherever God leads us, we got to obey. And remember, as we obey God and we and as we teach this word, let's be reminded that there's power in the belief, there's power in the anointing, there's power in our within the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can lead and guide us into all truth. And the one thing about Giving Hope Evangelists and Ministries, we are here to help each other. See, we as like I said, not being the church or the local assembly, but being an extension of the local assembly, we're able to do more in the community and by working with the local churches, the churches, and bringing people to the place of worship, we'll go sharing to them about Christ and God. See, that's the kingdom. That's a kingdom building. That's the kingdom of God. And not only that, this ministry will also, Giving Hope Ministry, Giving Hope Evangelist Ministry, we will not be afraid to go out and bring people into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, training and teaching them to obey all commandments that Jesus taught us. And also in this scripture we're reading, it says, "And if anyone that do not receive you, to shake off the dust from your feet and just leave the village." Don't say nothing. Just go ahead and leave. But we have to preach the gospel. We got to go everywhere and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. What is it? And two, also, the basic is not the basic. The priest, the kingdom of God. That's what they were sent forth to do, to preach the kingdom of God. And also, we notice also in here, in verse 7, now Herod the tyrant heard of all that was done, and he was much perplexed, because that it was said by some that John was risen from the dead, and by some that Elijah has appeared, and by others that one of the old prophets has risen again. And Herod said, "John I beheaded, but who is this about whom I heard such things?" And he sought to see him. And the apostles went, and the apostles, when they were returned, declared unto him what things they had done. And he took them and withdrew apart to a city called Bethsaida. But the multitude, perceiving it, followed him, and he welcomed them and spake to them of the kingdom of God. And them that had heard of the healing he cured. And the day began to wear away. The 12 came and said unto him, "Send the multitude away, that they may go into the village and country road about, and lodge and get provision, for we are here in the desert place." But he said unto them, "Give ye eat." And they said, "We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy food for the people." Thank you, Jesus. But the multitude preceding it, continue on. But the multitude perceiving it, followed him, and he welcomed them and spake to them of the kingdom of God. And them that had need of healing, he cured. And the day began to wear away. And the 12 came and said unto him, "Send the multitude away, that they may go into the village and country roads about, and lodge and get provision, for we are in a desert place." But he said unto them, "Give ye them to eat." And he said, "We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except ye should go and buy for all the people." For they were about 5,000 men. And he said unto him, "Disciples, make them sit down in companies about 50 each." And they did so, and made themselves sit down. He took the five loaves and the two fishes, and he took it up to heaven. He blessed them and broke it and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they ate, and they were all filled, and there was taken up that which remained over to them, a broken pieces, 12 baskets. See, we see here the power of God, the understanding of God, and and this is all about the three G's. Go ye, therefore, and teach all the nations. Go, gather, and grow. See, we see here the going and the gathering, but this has only led them to continue to grow. So I just want to say that in our mission, in our duties, we all have to really understand, and the mission that we have, Given Hope Evangelistic Ministry, is to go, gather, and grow. So as we continue to grow, as we continue to go wherever God sent us, to teach and to train others into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. See, as I said before, the victory is in your vision, or the victory is in the vision. And the vision is to reach the world for Given Hope Evangelist Ministry, is to reach the world for Jesus Christ. And we do this by many means necessary, whether it be social media, television, public for information. You see, this is a key in going, because we can be here on this platform right now and proclaim the word, proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we are setting aside a time, a space to give a voice and to let others know about the life in Jesus Christ. Not only are we going into the airways through social media, but also other platforms that we don't even know that we could be a part of. And this has been a part of the ministry for years. We have been have had some time on TV that I didn't know it was going to be published on TV because of what the ministry had a couple of years ago. But still, it was publicized on TV and also public forms of information, written word, to pass out to, and also some of these people may not come to know Jesus Christ, but as we go into different places and proclaim the gospel to tell others about the kingdom of God, it will be a life-changing experience to those who are listening to the word. And a thing that I want to say is that we got to be reminded that as believers in Jesus Christ, as leaders in Jesus Christ, the important part of our goal are not to stay in the four walls, but to go out and minister the gospel any means necessarily. And that is done through social media, Facebook, YouTube, and other forms of media, social media platforms. And there is a lot out there, it's called X now, but it used to be Twitter. Then you have the other ones, which is the TikTok. See, there's so many means of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so, therefore, there's so many ways of getting the word out. But how do we go? We have to really understand where God wants us to go. And God will tell us, this is where I would need you to go. This is where I need you to be. This is for maybe it could be a long time or for a short period of season. But one thing we do know, that if we follow what God is telling us to go, if we follow where God sent us to go, then the kingdom of God is being built. And the kingdom of God is growing by what you're saying, by your words. But it's also a deeper connection to God and deeper understanding to all this. See, this is just phase one about going. And as we go to different places and we continue, we might have some same people might be coming over and over again. May not understand or understanding the word, but that's what a part about teaching teaching and discipling and staying at the place or the home or whatever it is. They can come to a place and they can hear the word and get ministered to. See, part of the mission is to minister to one another, to minister to people, to minister to where they are at. And that's one thing about having Giving Hope Evangelistic Ministries, to be a part of the 3G network, which is going, gathering, growing them. And this part was about the growing stage, going where? Going to the village, going to the country roads, going to different places where people are so that they can be reached, so they can hear the word of God, so they can hear the word of God, not just the word of God, but the kingdom of God, the message about hope, the message about love, the message about what Jesus did on the cross. And this is what it's all about, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So therefore, I just want to say thank you again. I pray that something was said today that will help you to understand as leaders, our obligation to do something or to go where God leads us to go. And sometimes you may not want to go where God leads you to do, but one thing we have to understand, you have to go into places, hedges and byways, and no matter where God tells you to go to, you must listen to what God tells us so that the word of God can be rich and high and powerful. So again, just remember, this is Giving Hope Evangelism Ministries. And as we pray right now, we're just going to be praying into a time of praying. And as we close out, then we come back into the closing moments. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. I pray whatever was said today will help the leaders, will help others to understand the importance of going. Going to the highways and byways, going into the hedges, and going into the streets and telling others about Jesus Christ. Because there's a lot of people out there who are suffering or who are hurting, but they just need a word of comfort, a word of hope. In this world we live in, there's a lot of things that are going on. But as we minister the word, as we teach the word, as we love on them, and as we really understand the true meaning of hope and understand the true meaning of life, we can have, people can be delivered and set free. And as Jesus said, they get power and authority over all demons. And not only that, but to heal the sick. So therefore, it's up to us as believers in Jesus Christ and leaders to go out and to proclaim the gospel, and also in the power that God has given you to heal the sick. The sick could be the people that really need Christ. The sick is the hurting people. The sick is the one that is hurting in pain, hurting in agony, whether it be a physical, mental, or emotional scars or hurting. We can heal the sick. So I just want to say thank you, God. Not in our own might, but in the power of God, in the movement of God, in the understanding of God. So I just want to say thank you, God, for our life and liberty that you have given us to live our life according to what you have given us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So I just want to remind you about this. We here at Giving Hope Evangelist Ministries, Giving Hope, Hope is H-O-P-E, helping others through prayer and evangelists. We stand on the word, proclaiming the gospel truth from Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whosoever I commanded you. And though I am with you always, even to the ends of the world. Amen. So therefore, this is our motto. But one thing we do have to hear by, that what we live by is that we must live together in unity, no division, because it only hinders the Holy Spirit of God. And we must be completely humble and gentle when it comes to serving and helping others. And also be patient and bearing with one another in love. In other words, we must show love and be patient with others. Don't let things get out of control, but be reminded that we are representing of Jesus Christ. So as we go out and spread God's love, as we go out and tell others about Jesus Christ, we are representative of Jesus Christ. We are a reflection of God. So therefore, people are watching and seeing us doing what we need to do. And don't let those things, But let us be understanding all to all the truth that these things that have been said today, that will help us to understand the kingdom of God. And also, let's be reminded, be true to yourself, be true to others, and mostly be true to God. Because as we are, people will see the real life that we live in the power of God and the anointing of God, so that people can be set free, delivered, and saved from whatever type of things they are going through, that the word of God will be teach and preach according to your standard, God, to what you have set before us, to minister to people and to help others to go to become more of a servant of you. And I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for all those who are listening. And let us go out with this song. I'm a hard-fighting soldier on the battlefield, trying to bring some souls to Jesus by the service that I give. I'm a hard-fighting soldier in the army, trying to bring some souls to Jesus by the service that I give. I'm a hard-fighting soldier in the army, trying to bring some souls to Jesus by the service that I give. When you see me crying and my eyes are filled with tears, just know I'm a hard-fighting soldier in the army. I'm a hard-fighting soldier in the army, trying to bring some souls to Jesus by the service that I give. So until then, until next time, be true to yourself, be true to others, and mostly be true to God, because we love you. Go in peace and go in power of God through this day forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.